So this is going to be a very short one. And if you follow me on Instagram, the hashtag Sip the Podcast, or you can follow me at LexCole33, you know that I'm about to talk about those dreaded calls that we get, possible spam. Stay tuned. This is Expressive Espresso.
Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with I don't want to work is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Alexis DeAngicoli, and I want to talk about something that we get every day on our phone, on our cell phones. A lot of us don't have landlines anymore, but we do have cell phones. And if you do have the caller ID option, I know with Verizon, for example, I have Verizon, and they're hella expensive. I can't lie. Well, maybe one day we'll change it, maybe not. But we have the caller ID option. And that goes with, you know, you'll see things like possible spam or unknown or USA or, you know, some odd number. And it's these robo call scams. And the thing is, it's telephone fraud has become a $1 billion industry and it's still growing. Just as the technology these thieves use has become more sophisticated, so have their schemes to get their hands on your money. Chances are you probably receive one or more of these robocalls every day. Some of them are just recorded sales messages, but others have crooks on the other end of the line just waiting for you to answer. Don't be fooled by these callers. And I know you hate them just as much as I can't stand them. I know hate is a strong word, but I can't stand these calls. So let's learn how to protect yourself and your money. I have 7 strategies to avoid being a victim of robocall scams. 1, understand the growth of telemarketing fraud. It's important to understand that anyone can become a target or a victim of these calls. Robocalls have made telemarketing fraud skyrocket because live agents aren't needed anymore. These cheap, fast, and easy calls can still cost you money, but you have to be very careful. Robocalls need to be handled cautiously. Your number may be enlisted and you may have signed up for a do not call list. However, you still get these robocalls. I mean, I still get these robocalls and I put my number on the do not call list. The thing is, these systems can automatically generate thousands of random phone numbers and your number can be on the list. In addition, scammers can use online and other records to find your number. They can make calls to your landline or your cell phone, so no number is safe. The second strategy is avoid pressing numbers. If you pick up the phone and hear a robocall telemarketing message, make sure you don't press any buttons on your phone. By pressing a phone button, you're letting their computer system know that you're home. And what will happen is they'll end up using that information to keep calling you at this time and try to get your private data. You also don't want to select the option of talking to a live agent. Again, they'll continue calling and harassing you. Your safest option is to just hang up the phone. The third strategy is to study the common scams and protect yourself with knowledge. Knowledge is your tool to protect your finances. So these robocall scams often fall into common trends and categories. You can research these trends and learn to avoid them. For example, some of these calls claim you owe money to the IRS. And this is a common scam that the IRS has confirmed is growing in popularity. The FTC has made robocalls illegal unless you gave written consent to receive them. Study your rights and protect yourself. The fourth strategy is understand spoofing. Spoofing refers to companies being able to fake the phone numbers you see on caller ID. Although it can help you avoid some calls, caller ID isn't enough to protect you. One of the takeaways that I found was that they were all in caps. And I've noticed that pattern. Of course, they'll probably end up changing that. But I'm just saying that's just one of the key takeaways I've noticed. The fifth strategy is consider call blocking on your landline. If you're being harassed by ongoing robocalls from the same number, then you may want to try this idea. Call blocking is available from your phone company, but it may come with fees. You can block the annoying robocalls by blocking that particular number. You know, again, many of these scammers use multiple numbers, so blocking one usually isn't enough. The sixth strategy, consider filing a complaint with the FTC. The FTC pursues companies that make robocalls. It can sue them, fine them, and stop them from calling you and other consumers. If you're on the National Do Not Call Registry, then you can fill out different forms to complain. The last strategy is use your cell phone's blocking features, which I'm sure we're all doing. But your cell phone may have special features that let you block calls. You can also look for apps that block robocalls. In addition, there are online services that offer call blocking as well. Many of these apps, of course, and services charge a fee. Be sure you know the cost before downloading the app or signing up for a service. Robocall scams are so annoying and are a common tactic that can cost you money. But you don't have to be a victim. Learn to protect yourself and stay safe and also save your money. I've been your host, Alexis DeAngelo-Coley. I know this was a very short one. Make sure you continue to follow the hashtag SipThePodcast, or you can follow me on Instagram at LexCole33. I have some new projects that I'm working on that I'm beyond thrilled to share with all of my listeners. Thank you so much for listening again. Till we meet again, have a good week.